From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat tallies the cost of the latest volcanic eruption, what Guyana's police can learn from the Northern Ireland peace process, and scientists warn of new strains of AIDS that are resistant to drugs. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The government of Montserrat has put the damage from last Saturday's volcanic eruption at more than $300,000. Hardest hit were the island's crops and its water system. Kotu Moyanda has the latest.
The water situation is everything, and water is top of the list of emergency supplies that the government of Montserrat has sent to the British government. The island's water authority says the cost of cleaning up and replacing damaged equipment could be approaching $200,000, about two-thirds of the total cost of the damage. That was a sum that Montserrat could not afford before the eruption. Money is in even shorter supply now. 2 days ago, Britain released about $1.5 million in emergency aid. St. Lucia has pledged just under $40,000, and Canada half that amount. Reports say that boxes of donated ash masks have been arriving from nearby islands. Some former Montserrat residents, who now live in the U.S. Virgin Islands, are gathering donations of water, masks and shovels to clear away the heavy carpet of ash. Officials say with the ash blanketing everything, cattle and other livestock